My Lord Supreme, do you approve of my struggle life? Do you approve of my progress that I make through struggles? I feel that I make progress only when I have struggles, only when I have to surmount obstacles. I feel that I make progress, otherwise I make no progress. My child, you are totally mistaken. The spiritual life, the real life, does not need struggle at all. There are two kinds of struggles that originate either from inside of your existence or from outside of your existence. Inside you, fear, doubt, anxiety, worry, suspicion, insecurity, impurity, and many wrong forces. These wrong forces at times run riot. Again, these forces are to be found outside your body reality. So the forces that are outside your own existence reality, the wrong forces, they come and attack you. Now, why do you have to bring to the fore your own wrong forces? When these forces from within come to the fore, your struggle starts. When the forces from outside attack you, your struggle starts. So what you have to do, you have to eliminate the forces that are within you, the wrong forces, so that they can become positive forces. And the forces that are outside you, are attacking you, have to be challenged, fought, and conquered. So do not bring to the fore your wrong forces which take the form of struggle. No, that is the wrong way. And then you are saying that you make progress only when you have struggles to face. I used to tell you that struggle, a life of struggle, you may think is an opportunity to make progress, but there may be some other factors which you do not at all see. A life of struggle can easily become eventually a life of revolt. You struggle to receive something, to fulfill your desire. Then there comes a time when you see that there is no iota of hope to fulfill your desired life. You give up because you're frustrated. From frustration comes revolt. You prayed so hard, you meditated so hard, you did so many things to please God, but God was not pleased. Or you could not please God, or you could not fulfill your desire. And what do? you give up. This is what you can do. Something more you can do. You can be frustrated. You can revolt against God's existence and stop praying, meditating. And you try to keep consciously no connection with God, the inner reality. So be careful. A life of struggle does not indicate a life of progress. There are many forces around you, many obstacles around you which are unwanted, uncalled for. Then why do you have to add more unlit forces to create more problems for you? No, no. Just have a childlike attitude. Be spontaneous. Be happy. A child does not create problems so that he can get smile from his parents. He is spontaneously doing everything, and from his spontaneous action he is making his parents happy. Creator and the creation are also like that. When the creation offers a smile to the creator is immediately fed, nourished. He feels that he has got everything. When a child smiles, the mother feels that she has got the entire world. It's just a tiny smile. Similarly, when the mother smiles or the father smiles, the child feels that he has got his entire world. Here, the mother is a beggar, the child is a beggar. For a mutual smile, similarly, God and the creator, God the creator and God the creation are equally beggars. Or you can say they feel that they can become complete, integral and whole only when they exchange their mutual smile. See, offer your smile through spontaneous action, or spontaneous action itself is a smile. So grow in that smile and do not try to build your life through struggles. That is a wrong way. Act like a child, be spontaneous in everything that you do and say. Inside that spontaneity you will see your smile, and inside the smile you will see your spontaneity. So your smile and my smile are only keeping each other alive, and it will do so throughout eternity. What we need from each other is a soulful smile, fruitful smile. Inside the tiny seed of a smile, the entire life tree, cosmic tree, exists. Or from this little smile, seed grows. You see, the huge banyan tree of promise. So not the way of struggle, but the way of spontaneity, the way of spontaneous smile, which is the only nourishment, only fulfillment for both of us.